This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a bananas minisode. Hi, Scotty.
That's right. Hi, Kurt. How are you? Thanks for listening. You're listening to us on the Exactly Right Network. And before we even dive in, guys, we have new merch. We got
hell yeah.
We've re-upped our hoodies because we keep selling out of the hoodies, so thank you for that. But we got these new hiking yellow canteen banana bottle things. Kurt has one.
You got one, too. I'm looking at it. You just been out of town, buddy. And
I do stuff.
They are so nice. They are they're insulated, but they don't feel incredibly bulky, and they're still 25 ounces, which is awesome.
That's great. It's
really great. It's a high quality. I was like, oh, this isn't like just swag. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is like a high quality piece.
Yeah, we're not embarrassed by this like some of the other stuff that we're just so embarrassed by. This bottle, this actually means the world to us. And then most importantly, we have unexpected banana stickers and sticker kits and bananas kits. So keep sending in your unexpected banana photos. Whenever you see a banana where it's not supposed to be, let us know. We'll share your story. And now get these sticker kits. Take pictures of those and we'll share it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to work out.
That's a great idea. Slap them up.
Slap them.
The
grand reopening is happening.
Yeah.
If you go somewhere cool, slap a sticker up there. We don't mind litter.
Yeah. Is it litter or is it art? That's the question.
It's art to me.
Thank you. So I just got back from a camping trip. First camping trip with my 4-year-old daughter, Olive.
Okay. That seems pretty good.
It's real intense. It was wonderful. I mean, like, I'm so happy. It was great. We were at the beach.
She liked it.
She loved it. She wants to go back.
Mission?
The only request was that she wanted more, a bigger campground.
Oh, well,
and
who wouldn't?
Like, great.
You know, all of nature, the whole world. Well, that's good, because I know you were slightly apprehensive about that, because you love camping so much. We went camping for your birthday this year and in many years past. So it sounds to me like you guys have a new family tradition.
Yeah, I think so. I think good. So. Also, it helps with that, like, you know, when you're camping, there's no rules. It's just like candy all the time, junk food all the time.
Yeah, that's like baseball games. A lot of my friends have kids the same age as your kids, and they're like, I'm like, how long do you go to a Dodgers game? And they're like, 3 or 4 innings. We usually eat a hot dog, cotton candy, one other thing. They drink a Coke, and then we go home. And I'm like, whoa. They got to be vibrating.
Did you see that the Savannah Bananas, we should talk about this on the main pod.
Yeah.
But they're like proposing to have a 2-hour time limit on games.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
And then like a home run derby or something to end it. Well, we should reach out to we love the Savannah Bananas. They are a minor league baseball team in Savannah, Georgia. Last year there was a beer made for them, and we were sent a 6-pack, which was great. But I like baseball. We should just see if we can do a cross promotional thing where maybe you and I call a baseball game. Like,
love
I'll
it.
Do the play by play and you
and
can
I'll just
add color commentary.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a ball.
I'm like, that was a strike, Kurt. That was a strike.
I'm talking. I was surprised to see a ball.
I think we should reach out to them. I bet we could make that happen. They
that
seem cool.
Like, that sounds good to me.
So minisodes, these are your banana stories. I went and dug some up from early, like last summer, because we got a ton. So I have a couple great ones. But do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
How I got a pretty crazy one.
Go for it.
All right, here we go. This is from the banana phone.
Great.
This was texted in from Jenna from Minnesota.
Thank you, Jenna from Minnesota.
Here it is. Your garden gnome story reminded me of a super awkward banana story of my own. My husband and I have a boat and camper and decided to get a seasonal spot on a lake in northern Minnesota. This sounds like a dream.
Idyllic.
I thought I would decorate the outside of the camper with the two pink flamingos I found at Target. Tacky as hell, but that's what camping is all about, right?
Agreed.
Hey, the two Baltimore boys here, you're going to find no problems with pink flamingos from us, all right?
We love it.
Well, later that weekend, we met this super nice couple who were on the other side of the campground.
Nice.
They invited us to have a few drinks at their fire, and we came over, and we were having a good conversation, but the things got weird.
Oh, boy.
The wife had followed my husband when he went to go pee, and I was left at the fire with this strange man I just met. Seemed like he was flirty, but I was like, whatever, he's married, no big deal. My husband comes from around the camper, grabs my arm, and yells, "Jen, we are leaving now." Calm down. We're having a good time.
Wow.
No, we are leaving now. He is acting super weird and doesn't talk to me on our walk back to our spot. Then he angrily picks up my flamingos and chucks them into our fire pit.
Oh, no. Well, that's not cool. This must be really bad.
I love it that was his first move. Did you know that flamingos that face each other is the universal sign for swingers?
No, I didn't. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I did not, not until this text. I had no fucking clue. And by the way, I looked it up and it is true.
So if you put out yard flamingos that face each other, it means that you're down for swinging.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But, you know, it definitely seems like they're going to get a lot of false flags here.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
This seems to be some. I mean, also, I looked up, there's like a ton of signs that you're into swinging. Another one is garden gnomes facing each other.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's where the shortage came from. Apparently, yeah. Okay. So I had no fucking clue, she says, but this truly is a thing. Apparently, the wife made her move, and my husband turned her down, and she said, "But you guys have flamingos." And then she explained the rule. I didn't realize lawn decorations came with terms and conditions, but I guess you are only swingers if the flamingos are facing each other. After this knowledge, I walked around the campground and saw so many flamingos. Apparently, campgrounds are just breeding grounds for swingers.
Interesting.
Not to kink shame. Flamingo mingle is just not my thing. That's nice. I like that. Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoyed my crazy story, Jenna from Minnesota. We did.
We loved it. We learned something, Jenna.
We learned something, right?
My God. That's wild. Also, like, sex in a campground, I mean, maybe if you're in an RV or you're glamping and having an air mattress, but there's nothing fun about having sex on the hard ground. Or even, I mean, I guess it's kind of fun in a sleeping bag, like, sort of, but it's kind of one of those things, like, when you're 16, it sounds like the hottest fantasy in the world. There are a lot of those things. Like, sex in the shower, where you're like, that's going to be hot.
And sex then on the beach.
Yeah.
Sex on the beach is fucking awful.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Sand. It's sand.
You don't want to do it.
It's definitely it's a friction. It's a friction.
Do it once or twice because you got to know what the world's about. You got to paint with every color on the palette. But trust us old guys who've done a few things. It's not ideal.
Not doing it again. At a campground too. Yeah, obviously this is like an RV place, so that's like different. But, at a tent campground, it's like you got to be quiet.
Yes.
You're on a sleeping pad, maybe you're on an inflatable. Sex on an inflatable is difficult. There's just a lot of like falling over and
absolutely
loot, like just shaking to hold yourself up.
It's not great. I went on a Warrior Dash. You know, like Tough Mudders and Warrior Dashes.
Yeah.
The first one I went to was Hunter Mountain, New York. Went up with two couples, a married couple and sort of an almost engaged. Actually, not true. The second couple was a new dating couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know all these people, but I won't name names.
All right.
So I booked everything. I signed everybody up. I went
Where is it?
Hunter Mountain in New York.
Great. Yep.
And it was fun. It was the first. It was when Warrior Dashes were new. I didn't really realize how bro-y they were. But we had five of us go up. I went to Target in Brooklyn, bought five identical shirts that said, "This is what a cool dad looks like." We all wore them. That was our team, cool dads, even though none of us to this day are dads or moms.
You're probably in your 20s, too.
I was like 26. So definitely not a dad that I knew of at that point. So we run the race, and I'll jump to the end. So the idea was we were going to camp and spend the night nearby. Warrior Dash, you wade through water. You slide down this giant slip and slide. You jump fire. You do all this fun stuff. So we're kind of damp. We rinse all the mud off of us. We wrap in towels. We change our clothes. We go to this camp, so we start a fire. I brought the tents. I had lent my friend and his girlfriend my sleeping bag maybe 2 months earlier, and I was like, I'll bring the tents. You guys bring my sleeping bag. So we set up the tents, and they were like, oh, shit, Scotty.
No.
We forgot your sleeping bag.
No.
So,
no.
So we, I'm like, oh, I just have to get as drunk as possible and just pass out. Because it was cold, and we, even
it's,
though we had changed.
Upstate New York, even in the summer at night,
yes,
it got down to 30.
Exactly. So I had a pillow, and I had like a light hoodie and shorts, because I was planning on sleeping in just boxers and a sleeping bag.
But there was never a plan just like, let's drive to a Target and buy a cheapo thing?
By the time they told me.
No.
It was
no.
dark. It was after we had cooked all the food, and it was just like, oh, damn, we forgot, bud.
My God.
So I laid very still on my back using the pillow, and then they proceeded to have sex in the tent next to mine, just loud, newly in a relationship sex, grunting, moaning, groaning, gasping.
No.
The other couple was like, in the morning, the other couple had sleeping bags, the full nine yard. They were way more prepared, the married couple. And in the morning, we're like making coffee, and everybody kind of goes off to the shower building or whatever. And they were like, did you hear that last night? And I was like, yeah, because I was shivering from sundown to sunup. And in my head, the way I got through it is I just go, this will not kill you. You're going to live. This sucks. And I just laid perfectly still listening to a couple have sex for 2 hours. Just wild Warrior Dash impulses. I've never forgotten. It's like one of those things I'm carrying with me because I'm like, I'm going to get them back someday.
Oh, I can't even. On all levels. Again, it's your 20s. Do you know what I mean? Like, right now, I'm just like, my mind is fucking blown. Do you know what
yes.
I mean? Because it's like, it's dangerous. Like, it gets cold, you know?
Yeah.
But it is your 20s. Like, I get it. I get that happening in your 20s. And,
yes.
And not like, listen, okay, everybody who has any clothes, Scotty's going to put on everybody's
yes.
clothes.
Yes.
And then, you know, and then like turn a car on and just going to have a car on all night long with the heat on for Scotty.
Yes. That's
oh
right.
Oh, my God.
And
that's
that car,
crazy.
It was one car, five of us in one Camry. And that Camry, the guy having sex, it was his car. So I couldn't be like, excuse me, sir.
I
have the keys to your Camry so I can sleep in the back seat and not die out here? So, yeah, I just laid awake and got to know the natural sounds of people that I did not need to hear from. But
that there's like being cold and not being able to sleep is like a specific, because I remember as a child, I took karate in Neptune, New Jersey.
I didn't know
and,
that.
And yeah, I took karate as a child. And this is why you didn't know that, because I did not continue because of this. They had like a lock-in, they called it.
Ugh.
And I was like, even at an 8-year-old, I was like, we can call this a sleepover. Like, we don't have, it's a lock-in, you know?
Yeah.
It's just
you're
like,
not going anywhere.
You're not going
punk.
Anywhere. It's just like, we're just having a sleepover together, right, guys?
We're watching Jurassic Park.
Yeah, we're like, they put on kung fu movies.
Yep.
And watched like kung fu movies, and then some guys, it was just like the height of bullying, and I don't even understand, like I don't have any memories other than it happening. I don't know how it led up
right,
to it
sure.
or whatever. Somebody pissed in a small garbage can, and then when I went into the bathroom, they threw it on me.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so
not
I was in my
karate about that.
I was in my gi, and so then my little gi got piss wet.
Oh,
and then
no.
I didn't tell anybody, and I didn't have a sleeping bag, and then I just laid there on like a concrete floor, like shaking all night long, never sleeping and freezing. And my feelings about that were like, I just quit karate the next day, and I never went back. And
yeah.
I was just like, it was such a nightmare to me.
Oof, that is so bad. Kids are so cruel like that. Like,
yeah.
Oh gosh, I bet that minute they did it, or the second they did it, they were like, oh, this was wrong. Like,
yeah.
This was
what
evil.
A crazy thing to do.
But hey, now he's a yellow belt, so there you go.
Hey,
upgrade in one
bong.
Day.
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
Chop it down. That sucks. Lock-ins were chaos. We had them all the time. People would freak out and call their parents. Like, it was just, we had a sports lock-in, and my friend Andre and I are running laps and playing basketball. And he's like, yo, at 3 a.m., do you want to go swimming? And I was like, is it really? Like, the lateness terrified me, where I was like, I'm going to go into the dark room where they play movies and try to sleep. And there was like a dark room for like the wimpy kids, just to be like, yeah, we don't want to play sports or do anything or roller skate or swim. We just want to lay here and watch movies. We don't want to be here at all, actually. Oh boy,
give me a story.
Okay, yeah, and I don't have a story for this. I just thought this was very insane. So this was sent in a long time ago, like maybe a full year ago. I went back on my iPad and found a bunch of old Minnesota banana submissions. This is from Smash Banana Nah, like banana with an extra nah on it. Smash Banana nah. Hey there, here's a banana story for the Minnesotes. Back in college, I worked at a local bakery and a coffee shop. I was working one morning, and this very tall man came in and approached me at the counter. I could just tell by his face that something wasn't right with this guy. He received his order and went to sit in the cafe. However, he kept coming back up to me and asking me the prices of every different item on the menu, even though they were clearly posted. Okay. Already a creep. Already, this could be a My Favorite Murder episode. Right. Yes, here we go. About 2 hours go by, and he was up again and came over to me, leaned over, and asked, quote, if I like to party. I solemnly replied.
This is a cafe. This is like just morning time.
This is a cafe during the day.
All right. Usually we know what that means, but at a cafe, 9 a.m., I don't know what that means.
Yeah. If you're straight, it means coke, and if you're gay, I think it means meth these days. I don't know. I was at a party last night. That's what I heard. I solemnly replied, absolutely not. He giggled like a small child and literally skipped back to his table. So it's getting weird. I mean, this is like the beginning of a horror movie. It really is.
Yeah.
Later, I needed to go through the cafe area to use the bathroom. I told my coworker to please come with me, so if that tall man tries to follow me, I have backup.
Yeah.
The bathrooms are at the end of this long hallway. The man did try to follow
me.
And I could hear my coworker yelling at him to leave the property. The man laughed and walked out of the hallway back to the cafe. When my coworker and I emerged from that long hallway, the man was standing in the middle of the cafe holding a 32-ounce cookies and cream milkshake. He yelled at me, "Jesus Christ, your family!" and dumped the shake over his head, twirling in a circle as he did so. He then proceeded to rub the cold milkshake all over himself while dancing and maintaining spinning eye contact with me. My boss called the police and escorted him away. Thankfully, he never came back.
Oh, my God. That's what he meant. Do you party? Do you dump 32 ounces of a milkshake over yourself and spin around in a circle?
Yeah. Cookies and cream ice cream. You know, that nice, it gives a good exfoliation when you rub that all over you. God, that's so horrifying.
Oh, man. Oh, I love that. That's a party. That is like a party. That's a classic party.
Anybody who waited tables, any of our waiters or servers out there, or bartenders, like if you do it long enough, the things you like, people are weirder than you know. And I'm sure customer service, law enforcement, everybody, there's just nonstop weirdos out there. We had this table once on the beach, waiting tables, and there were five German tourists. They were a little bit older than me. I was 19. I would have guessed they were around 21-ish, and they were just on a big holiday. And they sit down, big beach restaurant, and they go, hi, we would like 5 orders of onion rings. That before they even got the menus. And I said, okay. And then they were like, are your onion rings good?
There's 5. So there's 1 for each of them.
Yes. Right. So
I love the idea. In my head, immediately, it's just like they just landed. They're just like, America has this thing called onion rings. We're going to try them. We're so excited. It's like getting to Montreal and ordering 5 poutines. Y'all, you just want 1 poutine.
That's exactly right. It's going to Berlin and being like, currywurst, we'll have 5 before you hand us the menus. So I put it in because the place I worked actually really, Bushwhackers, really did have good onions.
Oh,
so I was like, okay.
All right.
I was like, maybe this is a German thing. And I've since asked our buddy Flew LeBorg. I was like, is that a normal? He goes, no. No, it's not. So then I serve them. I get them all Budweisers. So they're drinking Budweisers. They have two bottles of Heinz ketchup that they drain, honestly, immediately. I'm not being hyperbolic. Oh, they just dumped it all out.
Wonderful.
So then I'm busy. I'm going around. I come back. I'm like, hey, guys, how we doing over here? They're like, great. We are ready to order. Wonderful. So they get four more orders of onion rings,
the one woman in the group
gets a cheeseburger with onion rings. So I brought five orders of onion rings and a cheeseburger, five more Budweisers, and three more bottles of Heinz. So they did, what is that collector? About 10 orders of onion, five bottles of ketchup, and 10 beers.
No, you know what it is? It's new. I have a new theory. They are five aliens who just got off a fucking spaceship, and the only thing they can eat in America or on planet Earth is onions and lycopene.
Yes.
And tomato sauce.
And wash it down. With hops and barley. It was incredible, but they were so polite, and there's something so damn lovable about Germans that I just like served them up. I think it was about $50 or $60 for their bill total, and they tipped 5% because they're European. It was the first time I'd ever had pure Europeans, but it was crazy to me.
Oh, they tipped 5%. Oh.
Yeah, but it was also like, I don't care. I got a story of it that I'm telling 20 years later.
Yeah.
It was so damn funny to me. Like, when they ordered that next round, I thought it was like I was on candid camera, but then they just woofed. Nothing else. Didn't want to try anything else. No seafood, no pasta, one burger, nine orders of onion rings, five bottles of ketchup, 10 beers. Perfect order. A perfect order.
When they go, when if you're ever on death row, that is your order, guys.
Yes.
Six orders of onion rings, five bottles of ketchup, nine beers.
Give me the Pensacola Berlin special.
Man, well, that is it. That is another Bananas minisode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Send in your personal bananas stories to our Instagram, The Bananas Podcast, or email them, thebananaspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening.
Bananas. This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced and engineered by Katie Levine.
Theme music by Kahan.
And all of our artwork is done by Travis Millard.
You can follow us on Instagram at The Bananas Podcast, where we post stories every day and things that we don't cover on the podcast.
Listen, subscribe, and please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast.
And if you're interested in advertising on Bananas, please email us at thebananaspodcast@gmail.com. That's thebananaspodcast@gmail.com.